She shook her head, looking more like her usual alert self.
No, that nexus pretty much drowns out anything else.
Agreed, Luke said. Let's look for more ordinary clues. Stay in the courtyard, where we can all see one another. If anyone finds anything, calm me. Stay away from the direct entrance to the temple, though. When we go in there, I want us to do so together. Ben found the instructions a relief. They moved forward, the ground beneath them giving way to carved, inlaid flagstones as they entered the courtyard proper. As on Korriban, these were etched with disconcerting images. Eyes, five-fingered hands, claws. They had been created with ritual and infused with dark side energy, and Ben felt as though he were stepping on ice with bare feet. Luke and Jaina wandered off to the left exterior side of the temple, each taking a different corner. Ben and Vistara found themselves on the right. Vistara went a little ahead to examine some ancient braziers, and Ben lowered his gaze to the sinister flagstones. He was not looking at their art. He was looking for footprints, fresh mud, or stones that jutted upward as if they had been stepped on recently.
These braziers haven't seen fire in a long time.
Vistara's voice came to Ben over his comlink, even though she was only a couple of meters away. Ben realized that since they had drawn near the temple, they had spoken in quiet tones. Of course, part of his brain reasoned, if Abeloth or any Sith were lurking nearby, none of the Jedi, nor apparently Vistara, would want to announce their presences by shouting. But he knew there was another reason. The dark side was here.
Yeah, I'm not seeing any signs here that anything has been recently disturbed. No markings other than our own.
A few more minutes passed. Ben felt irritation and frustration begin to chase away his alert apprehension. He clicked his comlink again, this time speaking to his father.
Nothing here, Dad.
Nor here,
came Luke's reply. Ben caught Vestara's eye and nodded, and they walked back toward the center of the courtyard. Jaina and Luke, Jaina looking like she'd like to punch something, and Luke looking disappointed, met them.
I don't like this, Luke said without preamble. More than half a dozen places searched and no one's found anything. Nothing at all.
Well,
Ben offered, finding himself in the unusual position of wanting to reassure his dad.
The galaxy is a fairly large place.
Of course, Luke said. But we should still be finding something. If nothing else, I'm surprised Abeloth hasn't taunted us in some way. She needs an audience. This absolute inability to find anything at all about either her and ship or the lost tribe. He shook his head. It's not adding up. She's not hiding from us because she's afraid. She's hiding because she's planning something. Combine that with the same inexplicable disappearance of the lost tribe. I'm willing to bet they're working together. They're planning something. And when Abeloth and the lost tribe drop out of sight to plan something, it's going to be very big and very bad. Everyone, even Vistara, looked unhappy at his words. Ben sighed.
Well, I don't think we're going to find them here.
I think, came a rich, deep voice. You already have.